All right, good morning, good morning. The Maniac Audio Program is in session. It is 9:04 and it is Saturday. So happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. So I'm gonna try out the new format. I know last episode there was a different format and tried to like section things off with little jingles and I think I want to do that, but I maybe want to do that for like bigger episodes. I'm trying to figure out good ways to do this so I can do it in a very punk rock fashion, but also still be great. So, we are going to do the ceremonial ripping of the calendar. You are a badass calendar. I did Friday last yesterday, so let's do this. Ripping it off. Very simple one today. Very, very simple. You guys ready? You guys ready? Okay. You are a badass calendar. For Saturday and Sunday, January 23rd and 24th, it is simply saying, love yourself. You deserve it. That's it. That's it. That's all it is. And I truly fucking agree with that statement. I have very little to say on that one because. Water. It should be very easy to understand. We spent a lot of times really in wallowing, not truly understanding how to love ourselves. And it's never really consistent. I can't really speak for everyone, but I mean, there's often times where, if you're ever feeling, like you are just having a lot of negative thoughts about yourself, I mean, you are just. How do I put it? I mean, there's been a lot of times where I personally have, found myself not really respecting myself. I just would always look at myself as like somebody who's less deserving of things, who deserves less. I mean, like, this is the thing too, is when you don't love yourself, when you actually like have a hard time loving yourself. It doesn't necessarily feel like that. It just feels like, like, oh, I just, I don't deserve this, or, this is, not, this is, where I belong, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's a lot of ways, and there's a lot of, like, transitional things that end up leaving you going towards that, love your, love and hate attitude, Like, you can truly love yourself, Hi, Nuna. Crazy girl. You can truly, truly love yourself, and it will help you improve in so many ways. It will help you discover truly where you want to be in life and what you want to do with yourself. This is a big thing too, is like, maybe you're in a job that's like really shitty, but like you think about like, I, I deserve the treatment I'm getting, I deserve it, whatever else. Like, I mean, maybe you don't even really think it, you just upset by it, and it makes you feel low about yourself. Like, this is the big thing, is like you can make what's happening to you can make the things that are happening to you way worse if you don't have that love for yourself, you know what I mean? And I truly realize that I don't know fully what I'm talking about because sometimes I don't love myself. Sometimes I really don't love who I am. But I've come to love it more, and I've come to understand that I deserve better. This is a big thing that I think everybody needs to think about for themselves, is like, you need to fucking love yourself and, feel like you deserve better. Because you do deserve better. Who doesn't deserve better? Hitler didn't deserve better. He didn't deserve. He deserved the bad and didn't deserve the good. Yep, I said that. Yeah, so love yourself. For the love of fucking God, love yourself. Because really, what else is there? Are you really gonna fucking feel like you deserve less? Are you really gonna feel like, you're getting treated like shit at work and like that's just the norm? Like, that's not the fucking norm. If you're getting treated like shit at work, stand up for yourself, and if they threaten you to by like telling you like, ah, you fucking like this and that, blah blah blah, like, ah, you need to earn your keep, you know, like whatever. It's like, listen, if you are able to deal with people giving you shit at a certain job, it's probably the proper job for you. But if you're getting treated like shit and you just don't feel great about it, like there's been jobs where I've been treated like shit and I was like, ugh, you know, and it's because the job just was also not great. And I just was like, I'm not gonna deal with all this shit that's, you know, being thrown at me. When it's okay, when it's like, when I'm interested in what I'm doing and the, you know, the job and the career path is on point, I'm like, hell yeah, all right. You know, I'll get treated like shit and it just fucking go, it just goes off my shoulder. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, might get upset here and there, but I mean, I'll keep my focus, you know, because that's the whole point, you know, is like, it's, you know, you are, you know, your mind and your body is talking to you, you know, it's telling you like, hey, wake up, bitch. And even today, let me tell you, the big thing is you gotta love yourself while you can, because death is upon us. Death is upon you every fucking second. We are human beings. And human beings are fucking fragile. We are fragile and we're going to fucking die at any fucking second. So, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? Well, here's what you can do about it. You can love yourself. You can love what you do. You can enjoy yourself. I just posted on Instagram a lovely piece that I did last year during the big brunt of COVID. And it's when I got COVID. And yeah, that was a rough one. It was tough. I got COVID. My girlfriend brought it home from the bank because some asshole didn't think that, you know, he had, like, how do I put this? It always gets me worked up. This motherfucker, right? He was like, oh, can I use the, you know, my vacation instead of that, that federally mandated time off so I can save that mandated time off for later? That's what this motherfucker wanted to save that federally mandated time off. Like, remember when we all got that time off and shit? I'm sorry to anybody who didn't get that, because I don't know the extent of who did and who didn't. I know that at my job it was like a legislation of like, you know, you get mandatory 2 weeks off if you are sick or if, you know, there's someone you love who's sick, etc., etc. You just fill out the forms and you get that free time off and you get paid. And you know, it was like extra, it was like two extra vacation weeks, but more for like if you're sick or if you're feeling safe and whatever else. But yeah, at the bank they got it, and this guy was, you know, thinking like, oh, could I just use my vacation time instead? And he did this while walking in, and he's like fucking sick as fuck, you know, contagious, and he brought it into the whole fucking bank. And he fucked a lot of people up. And that motherfucker, let me tell you. But I'm over it. It's just every time I bring it up, it's like, motherfucker, son of a bitch. Yeah. So, you know, when that shit went down, you know, I realized like, okay, like, I could fucking die. Like, I could just not wake up. You know, whether like I was just having too much anxiety or, you know, something just went fucking wrong. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't understand what was happening. So I thought to myself, like, well, if anything does go south, anything does go wrong, I'm going to fucking work on my body of work and I'm going to create my ass off until I fucking get through this. Or until I'm fucking dead. And I'll at least have done well. That was my basic, like, shtick, was taking care of my girlfriend and making sure that I fucking plowed through and got this gigantic piece done. I wanted to make sure I got this big piece finished before I fucking died. That's what I just kept thinking about. Like every waking moment, I would just be working on it and just be putting in work. And I finally fucking finished it. And I was so excited. And I kept fucking finishing more shit and going further and further and further and further, and it was just, ugh. And that's the kind of fire that we all need all the fucking time. Because it's not just COVID. You could be fucking dead tomorrow just from, like, your brain just shuts off. Like, just like, dead. It's a real fucking thing. It's a real fact of life. So, go out, live your fucking best life, kill it, do the best you fucking can. Love yourself. You deserve it. For real. And this is all shit in the calendar. Somebody should get this fucking calendar because, you know, it's fucking corny, I know. I don't really. Everybody can talk shit about it, but you know what? Fucking for real. You are a badass. Love yourself. You deserve it. But anyway, I'm gonna keep it short. Enjoy your fucking Saturdays. I love you. Gonna be doing more kind of, different, what's the word? Gonna be doing different formats and stuff for the upcoming episodes. I think I'm gonna do these like quick, like Good Morning Internet episodes, just like, you know, here and there, less formal. But I want to make like actually like weekly episodes that are kind of like better formatted. Maybe have people as guests. I'm trying to figure things out, but yeah, we'll see. Thanks, guys. Love you all. Hope everything's good, and I'll see you in the CU. See you in the bond. See you. Goodbye. Love you. Take care. Bye.